By Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. House Speaker Mike Johnson was reelected to that post after two Republicans who initially voted against him changed their votes. After he was sworn in, Johnson told Congress that moving forward,
we have a big agenda. We have a lot to do, and we can do it in a bipartisan fashion. We can fight high inflation, and we must. We'll give relief to Americans, and we'll extend the Trump tax cuts.
The president-elect has been ordered to appear in person or virtually for sentencing in his New York hush money case next Friday. Judge signaled Trump will get an unconditional discharge out of respect for the doctrine of presidential immunity. Today, a week of memorials begin for former President Jimmy Carter with a private service at the Carter Center in Atlanta. Sources confirmed to ABC News the FBI found a very rare explosive compound used to make IEDs that did not detonate during the New Orleans terror attack. These were turned up during a search of the suspect's Houston home. This is ABC News. The federal government claims law enforcement in Oklahoma has been discriminating against people with behavioral health disabilities.
In a new report, the Department of Justice says it has reason to believe the state of Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, and the Oklahoma City Police Department discriminate against those who have behavioral health issues and unnecessarily institutionalize adults, allegedly putting adults in long and repeated psychiatric hospital stays when it's not warranted. During the investigation, the state and city initiated improvements. Oklahoma's Attorney General calls the report a last-minute attempt to bully the state and overreach by the outgoing administration. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The new L.A. County District Attorney met with family members of Eric and Lyle Menendez, the brothers convicted of murdering their parents in 1989. They were sentenced to life without parole, but are seeking release after new evidence of their father's sexual abuse. Most of their extended family members support their release. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Lots of sunshine today, but very cool and breezy. That according to Tony Schumacher with a high of 17. Partly cloudy, cold tonight, a low down to 4. On Sunday, partly sunny, still brisk with a high of 18. A few clouds Sunday night will drop down to 9. On Monday, partly cloudy to partly sunny and a bit warmer, a high of 25. Partly cloudy and seasonal on Tuesday, 23. Colder with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, 18. 21 on Thursday.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
Heard he was gonna marry some girl from Denver. Then my sister came over, had the Sunday paper with her.
Peace prize a winner, but I really hate her.
Parker. Childish, yes, but she made such a thin little target. I couldn't be happier on my own, but I've got the slightest of a jealous bone. Seeing her with him tends to enlarge it. Well, it may be my family's a redneck nature of an offering it out, a lady like me, hey. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spins on winter, bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later.
That Leanne Womack, huh?
I mentioned I don't particularly care for her.
Your worst floor and home thermometer showing 3 degrees on the plus side of zero with a wind chill of -6. Oh, stay warm.
Alone and life is making you lonely. You can always go downtown when you've got worries. All the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No final place for sure. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter.
Was a huge number one hit all around the world for Petula Clark. That one's going out to Zoggy this morning. 7:09, we're moving on through your Saturday. It is your weekend wake up. At 7:20, we have a fun This Week in Entertainment History for you. We'll remember a couple of great TV shows. Here's Remembering Toby Keith.
It's Friday, getting tore up, headed down to the river in the back of Fred's truck. Remember that one time you said it was alright? Go get juice down by the riverbed tonight. See, it's late now, and I gotta get you home. Your mama don't like me and you being alone. I asked you a couple of times, you said it was alright. Go rooting round the riverbed tonight. Tell me that you love me, if it's true. I don't want no one girl if I can't have you. This Oklahoma breakdown so do got you crying. Let me tell you,
a Saturday morning tribute to the late Toby Keith. The world lost a good one when he went. Oklahoma Breakdown from 2022. 7:13 on your January 4th get-together. Hey, a couple of alumni tournaments going on today. The Richland Center Hornet boys basketball team will host an alumni game getting underway this morning. The Ithaca alumni games for the girls and boys gets underway at 6 o'clock tonight. The women's, and then the men will be playing as well. Join us during our A10 Sports Report. We'll have complete details of alumni basketball. I'm going to go out back and stretch out the hammy right now. I'm getting ready for some b-ball. Check the wind and drop a three. Here's Clint Black.
Looking for the feelings that used to tell me something's wrong. Like all the doubts when love sent shivers down my spine. But all I'm feeling is pure and simply we belong. And what's come over me are chills of another kind. One emotion wrapped around me. One emotion I can hold on to. Wherever it's going is exactly where I want. Things I used to feel. Only love now as everything else just fades away. It's all around us, though you might not see it. It's just as real as the wild horses you would have to drag me away from one ear.
passion I can hold on to. Wherever it's going is exactly where I want to be. What emotion's got a hold of you and me? Exactly where I want to be. What emotion's got a hold.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
Season's greetings from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. We hope your holidays are merry and your travels are safe. Best wishes for the new year.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It's a half-price sale happening now at Mr. G's. Buy any item in regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Hurry in to save big. This amazing deal either includes items already on sale. But don't wait. Special orders and layaways are not included. The sale ends tomorrow at 3 p.m. Save big at Mr. G's. Open until 4 p.m. today. Don't miss these incredible savings.
Mr. G's.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. My husband and I moved to the area 4 years ago and began looking for a church. Willow Valley was one of the friendliest churches that we encountered, and we decided to make it our church home. After some time there, we came to realize that many of the members were related to each other. Although we were not even from Wisconsin, this church made us feel like family. If you are looking for a church where you can be welcome like family, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Presents this program in color.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Today's history lesson on this week in entertainment history takes us back to 1952.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This week in 1952, Dragnet, starring Jack Webb, premiered on NBC television. In 1970, American daytime soap opera All My Children premieres on ABC. In 1981, the late-night television news program Nightline with Ted Koppel went from just 20 minutes to 30 minutes en route to a 60-minute time slot later in the decade. The Arsenio Hall Show made its premiere on Fox in 1989. In 1991, the sitcom Blossom premiered on NBC. The autopsy of Chris Farley was released this week in 1998 and showed that he overdosed of opioids and cocaine. After hosting the show for 30 years, Casey Kasem handed over the microphone to Ryan Seacrest this week in 2004 on American Top 40. Celebrity birthdays: Stephen Stills, John Paul Jones, Victoria Principal, and actor Mel Gibson all celebrating this week.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote, you can find us at richardsinsure.com.
A Look at Entertainment History has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
This is ABC.
In today's installment of our Rabbit Ears Memory, we take a look at the life and times of Blossom Russo, an Italian-American teenager living with her single father, Nick, in a male-dominated household that also includes elder brothers Tony and Joey. The show ran from 1991 through 1995. It's Blossom from NBC TV.
Don't know about the future, that's anybody's guess. Ain't no good reason for getting all depressed. Fire up your pad and pencil, I give you a piece of my mind. In my opinion, nation, the sun is gonna surely shine. Stop all your fussing, slap on a smile. Come out and walk in the sun for a while. Don't fight the feeling, you know you wanna have a good time. And in my opinion, nation, the sun is gonna surely shine.
We really shouldn't be doing this, and we both know why. Just being close enough to think like this, enough to make you need to lie. This kind of talk will lead us to somewhere. We're getting way too close to going there. The farther off, the better to resist. We really shouldn't be doing this. Only an isolated incident, but the acquaintance left me stunned. The first attraction was the hardest hit I thought I'd ever overcome. This kind of situation has to pass. This chance encounter has to be the last. To take it farther, we would be remiss. We really shouldn't be doing this. Say our goodbyes real fast. Won't even think about a farewell kiss. We really shouldn't be doing this. Well, we really shouldn't be doing this. And we both know why. Just being close enough to think like this, enough to make me have to lie. This kind of talk can lead us to somewhere. We're getting way too close to going there. The farther off, the better to resist. We really shouldn't be doing this. This kind of situation has to pass. This chance encounter has to be the last. To take it farther, we would be remiss. We really shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, we really shouldn't be doing this.
Goodbye, kids.
What are we doing, George?
We shouldn't be.
Oh, King George, bringing it home on Country and Community at 729.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it off.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Pour down in the rinse chain.
Wash it smells so clean. Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh fights odor in just one wash, guaranteed.
This holiday season, the team at Rockwell Automation extends their warmest wishes to everyone in Richland Center and beyond. May your days be filled with joy, laughter, and cherished moments with loved ones. From their family to yours, Rockwell Automation wishes you a happy holidays and reminds you to stay safe during your travels this festive season. Happy holidays from Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
We have now hit the 7:30 mark, and it's time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries brought to you on WRCO by the great folks each and every day at the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Today is Saturday, January 4th, 2025. We have a birthday wish for Andrew Muller from Lori and the Guys. Also a birthday wish for Landon and Taylor Olson from Lori and the Guys this morning. Juwan Hansen is celebrating a birthday, and your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church would like to take this chance to wish you a very happy birthday. Sarah Pinkham, happy birthday wishes from the Mick Memorial Park Board. Thanks for all your help at the park this past year. Sarah Pinkham, Jay and Linda want to wish you a happy birthday as well. From St. Mary's School, Isaac Newberry, hope you have just an absolutely outstanding day. Happy birthday wishes to Isaac Newberry with love from great-grandma Newberry. Daria Deckert, Ash Creek United Methodist Church, remembers you on your birthday, and they're hoping you have a great day. Brian Thielman, you're on the Little Willow Birthday Club. Megan Goodyear makes the Richland Center United Methodist Church list. From the Bloom City Town Crier, Kristen Nitka and Jawan Hansen. From Schmidt-Woodland Hills, Morgan Kratzenberg and Anna Days on there today. Bob and Heidi want to wish Carolyn Knable and Jawan Hansen the best birthdays ever. Mackenzie Froney, Malachi Emhoff, Gene McKenna, Calvin McNabb, and Nita Stanick, along with Mike Emmett, celebrating from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, and from the Richland Center Lions Club, Hallie Huth, Wyatt Storer, Isaac Newberry, Josephine Tagliapietra, Jalen Lair, and Isabel Clary, all celebrating today. If you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCO-FM. Out, I'm a hunk of burning love. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley. Tell you what, if I were a hunk of burning love, I would huddle around myself to stay warm. 3 above the wind chill right at this moment, 7 below zero.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Meyer Oil & LP extends heartfelt holiday greetings to their valued customers. They're proud to be a part of the community and wish everyone peace and happiness in 2025.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Time is running out. Our 50% off sale is almost over at the Creative Outlet. We still have plenty of options to help you preserve your precious photos. This sale ends today at 5.
From the team at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, best wishes for a happy holiday season. They are deeply grateful for their customers and look forward to serving you in the new year. So, you know, I stopped out to Chet's yesterday and got grain and grit and feed for the ducks and the chickens and the horses and the pigs and the goats. I'm just thankful. Such great prices at Chet's. I can feed them all. Here's Molly and the Haymakers as you head to Chet's and load up Jimmy McCarthy's truck with all the feed and seed and stuff that you need. 737.
It was an old red flat band 69 Ford with lots of dents and rust around the doors. Yeah, well, it was an ugly thing, but at 17. It was in that cab when we
and the Haymakers. We're going to catch Joanne Krulotz riding around in Jimmy McCarthy's truck back in the 1970s. It was probably a 67 Chevy, I'm guessing. Oh, that crazy little thing called love, huh?
Call love, I just can't handle it this thing. Call love, I must get around of it, ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love. Well, this thing called love. It cries and cries all night. It sweats, it jives, it shakes all over like a jellyfish. You kinda like it, crazy little thing called love. Well, there goes my baby. She knows how to rock and roll. She drives me crazy. She gives me hot and cold fever. She leaves me in a cuckoo sweat. I got a big old real life. Get hit, get on my track. Take a back seat, hitchhike. Take a long ride on my motorbike. Till I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. Take a little long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. This thing called love. I just can't handle it. This thing called love. I must get around to it. I ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing called love.
Why choose local radio? Drive time dominance. WRCO captures listeners during prime drive times, morning and evening commutes, when people are attentive and receptive, making your ads more effective.
Hello, everyone. I'm Phil Nee of the Aubrey Sound, here to play all the big hits from January of 1985. We have Duran Duran. We have Pat Benatar, Daryl Hall and John Oates, Brian Adams. Oh, my goodness, Bruce Springsteen, Foreigner, along with Bob Seger and many, many more. So we'll get started here in just a moment. Can anybody loan me two nickels? I can put it on my record player so the record doesn't skip. Anyone?
This is Phil Nee. I'll be here Saturday night for some old-time rock and roll goodies. Some greats from the crates, and you can help program the show. The best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll stop and park for a time in 1985. And some great rock and roll tunes and trivia. All a part of the 6 to midnight rock and roll show. Those were the days. Sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Mendham Wealth Advisory Group, Town & Country TV and Appliance, A&W Restaurant of Boston, Cabell, along with Center Cinema Twins.
Do you have a Walk with Grace related fundraiser coming up? Let Grace help spread the word. It's a win-win. Get your event advertised on their website, the fundraising page, social media, Facebook calendar of events, and more. Simply go to walkwithgrace.com/contact, fill out the quick form, and submit your information. It's just that simple. walkwithgrace.com/contact.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 7:45. Time for a news update with WRCO News Director Joanne Krulotz, brought to you by Jones Chevrolet, Town and Country TV and Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. For today, lots of sunshine, but very cool, very breezy with a high of 17. We're currently at 3 above.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. One person has been identified from the active triple homicide investigation in New Lisbon. The deceased female adult is 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba. The names of the two young girls who were killed are not being released, but the New Lisbon Police Department identified their ages as 12 and 13. Law enforcement is actively looking for Virgil Thu in the New Lisbon area based on tips they've received. Juneau County deputies have released more photos of Thu. Surveillance footage shows the 47-year-old inside a New Lisbon Dollar General store Sunday, hours before the victims were found dead inside of a home in New Lisbon. Another photo released by deputies showed Thu on a trail camera that same day. Chief Kyle Walker asked that anyone with information of whereabouts or possible sightings of Virgil Thu contact police immediately. Thu should be considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, contact law enforcement. A California man has apologized for his connection to a 15-year-old girl who fatally shot a teacher and a fellow student at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. Alexander Paffendorf told a judge Friday in San Diego that he would accept the consequences of his actions without explaining his precise role. Authorities say he told FBI agents that he messaged the shooter about attacking a government building. He has not been charged with a crime but is under investigation. He expressed regret after the judge kept an order to confiscate his guns and ammunition in effect until April 4th. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a domestic disturbance early New Year's Day. A call came in around 12:45 reporting the disturbance on County Road Double H and County Road H in the township of Arena. Iowa County Sheriff's Deputy responded to the scene and arrested Nicholas J. Hansen, 38, of Barneveld, on charges of battery, disorderly conduct, and resisting or obstructing an officer. Hansen was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he was later released on bond. The Richland Center City Clerk's Office has released an update on the current status of candidate filings for the upcoming spring election. Four residents have filed to run for alderperson in the City of Richland Center. They are incumbent Karen Tepley in District 1, Rachel Schultz in District 2, incumbent Melanie Walters in District 3, and incumbent Steve Downs in District 4. Incumbent alderperson in District 2, Mark Chambers, has filed notification of non-candidacy. Eligible residents who wish to run for office have until Tuesday at 5 to register for ballot access in the spring 2025 election. The necessary paperwork for candidacy can be obtained from the city clerk's office or downloaded from the city website. For additional information or assistance, contact the city clerk's office at 608-647-3466. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is investing more than $7.5 million in 26 cooperative agreements that support innovative, scalable waste management plans to reduce and divert food waste from landfills and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The composting and food waste reduction cooperative agreements are part of USDA's broad support for urban agriculture. The CFWR program is jointly administered by USDA's Office of Urban Agriculture and Innovative Production and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. The selected projects will be implemented between now and 2027. USDA prioritize projects that anticipate or demonstrate economic benefits, incorporate plans to make compost easily accessible to farmers, including community gardeners, integrate other food waste strategies, including food recovery efforts, and collaborate with multiple partners. Recipients include projects in 15 states and one territory, including two states that will be first-time participants in the program. The Sun Prairie Food Residential Event and School Compost Undertaking Pilot Project, selected in Wisconsin, will integrate full-service composting into six major citywide events in Sun Prairie. These events include implementing lunchtime composting programs, share tables, a food waste reduction competition, and food waste-focused curriculum into select schools in the Sun Prairie Area School District, pilot an 18-month curbside composting service for residents, and distribute compost to community gardens and urban farms while engaging these producers in a workshop centered around sustainable agriculture practices. The food rescue pilot is expected to reach 12,000 people, divert 65,000 pounds of food waste from the landfill, produce 43,000 pounds of compost, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 27 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalents. Cheese lovers, now's your chance to get some finely aged cheddar. Hook's Cheese in Mineral Point is set to release a block of 20-year aged cheddar in April, and orders are being taken now. 1 pound of the stuff will cost you $209, but the cheesemaker will toss in a flight of other fancy cheeses to go along with it. Owner Tony Hook says they've got about 1,000 pounds of the cheese ready for release. The Deke Slate Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum in Sparta will host Sharing Space with Deke, featuring Charlie Duke. Sharing Space with Deke is a live virtual conversation with astronaut Duke. Charlie Duke was selected by Deke Slayton to be a member of the 5th Astronaut Group in 1966. Duke became a lunar module specialist and oversaw the development of its propulsion systems. Due to his knowledge of the lunar module, he was asked by Tom Stafford, commander of Apollo 10, and Neil Armstrong, commander of Apollo 11, to be a CAPCOM for their missions. Duke was assigned as the lunar module pilot for Apollo 16, which launched in 1972. John Young and Duke spent 71 hours on the moon's surface and performed three EVAs. During this time, Young and Duke collected 213 pounds of rock and soil samples. One of those rocks is on display at the Deke Slate Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum. Sharing Space with Deke, featuring Charlie Duke, will be held Sunday from 3 to 4. You may attend in person at the Deke Slate Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum or via Zoom. The cost to attend is $10. Tickets may be purchased at the museum or online at DekeSlateMuseum.org. The Grand County Highway Department is adopting advanced strategies for winter road maintenance to enhance safety and efficiency while reducing environmental impacts and costs. These efforts focus on incorporating alternative materials like salt brine and limestone chips alongside traditional road salt to maintain roads effectively during Wisconsin's winter months. Highway crews are encouraged to minimize salt usage by increasing the application of 1/4-inch limestone chips and salt brine. Salt brine, a solution composed of 76.7% tap water and 23.3% road salt, is premixed and immediately effective upon application. It helps prevent salt from blowing off roads during application or from passing vehicles, ensuring it stays where it is needed most. The department also pre-wets roads and bridges before storms. This proactive method helps initiate melting and prevents snow and ice from bonding to the pavement. Crews maintain state highways like 151, 18, and 80 around the clock during storms, while other roads are serviced from 4 a.m. to 8 p.m. The department remains under close observation by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to minimize salt usage and protect natural resources, including drinking water, by utilizing chips at $11 per ton and brine at 25 cents per gallon compared to road salt at $100 per ton. Grant County is significantly reducing costs without compromising safety. Winter safety reminders to remember: allow at least 200 feet of space behind maintenance trucks. Operators may begin applying chemicals or materials without warning. And drive cautiously, allow extra travel time, and adjust to winter conditions. State lawmakers are planning to reintroduce proposals to address PFAS contamination while $125 million remains tied up in the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. The funding has been set aside for over 500 days after Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed a Republican bill amid concerns that the bill would limit the Department of Natural Resources' ability to require polluters to test and clean their own PFAS contamination. The DNR says it does not intend to go after farmers for unintentional contamination. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation has announced a new round of entrepreneurship partner grants. The grant program will award up to $200,000 for programs that serve rural communities, smaller cities, or underserved populations. Applications for the program will be accepted until January 31st, and the winners will be announced in May. Information on the Entrepreneurship Partner Grants is available on the WEDC website, and there will be an online program webinar on Monday.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Today is Saturday, January 4th. David Kenneth Ken Manning Jr., 68 of La Crosse, formerly of Rural Richland Center, died December 27th at home from an apparent heart attack. A memorial service will be held at 2 this afternoon at Brookwood High School in Ontario. Friends may call today from 11 until 1:30. David Kenneth Ken Manning Jr., 68 of La Crosse, formerly of Rural Richland Center. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92 of Muscadet, died Tuesday at University of Wisconsin East Park Medical Center in Madison. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with burial to follow in St. John Nepomuk Cemetery, Castle Rock. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. The family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or the Muscadet Fire Department. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92, of Muscadet. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54, of Avoca, died Wednesday at her home in Evansville. Private funeral services will be held at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will be held at a later date. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54, of Avoca.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Now is the time to help our feathered friends outside this winter. We carry all types of bird seeds from 1 pound, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, up to 50 pounds. Plus we have suet cakes and many styles of bird feeders. So stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet to see these and many other great products we offer. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Do you have a Walk with Grace related fundraiser coming up? Let Grace help spread the word. It's a win-win. Get your event advertised on their website, the fundraising page, social media, Facebook, calendar of events, and more. Simply go to walkwithgrace.com/contact, fill out the quick form, and submit your information. It's just that simple. walkwithgrace.com/contact. You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The President and First Lady are expected to travel to New Orleans Monday to visit the scene of the New Year's truck attack. ABC's Christian Cordero is in New Orleans with the latest on the investigation into that rampage that left 14 dead.
Investigators say that the unexploded IEDs recovered from two coolers in the French Quarter were made with a very rare explosive compound that also contained a remote detonation capability. The FBI now warning every law enforcement agency in the country of potential copycat attacks.
And one copycat concern centers on the funeral services for former President Jimmy Carter. They begin today with a private service in Atlanta. Next week, a national service at the National Cathedral in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump says he'll attend. He's also been ordered to appear in person or virtually for sentencing in his New York hush money case next Friday. The judge signaled that Trump will be sentenced to an unconditional discharge. No jail time. This is ABC News. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy is calling